From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. People may not be able to take their sweethearts on a date as readily this Valentine's Day, but they still can buy flowers, and that's been a boon for California flower growers. Demand for flowers has risen prior to Sunday's holiday, so supply may be constricted. Some growers went out of business earlier in the pandemic, and air transportation of imported roses has been disrupted. The Arctic blast across most of the U.S. put some chill in the cheese trade. DairyHerd.com reports the CME spot trade had cheddar barrels holding unchanged at $1.50 per pound, but blocks fell 3¾ cents to $1.62¾. But there was nice volume. Class 3 milk struggled to move higher. February fell 13 cents to $15.48. March fell 23 cents, and April fell 36 cents. The House Ag Committee has proposed an extension until September 30th of the temporary 15% increase in SNAP benefits. According to Agriculture.com, Chairman David Scott also included a sweeping proposal for the government to pay off USDA loans and USDA guaranteed loans held by socially disadvantaged farmers. Scott unveiled the $16.1 billion package, which would become part of the $1.9 billion coronavirus relief bill, ahead of a committee vote scheduled for Wednesday. The package also has $3.6 billion for food donations to fight hunger and to protect food system workers from COVID-19. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.